Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek.
And today we are sponsored by Lisa Mattresses. Over 300,000 happy Lisa sleepers agree that the Lisa mattress gives them the rest they need. And you can order your own Lisa mattress online at lisa.com/bachelor and try it out for 100 nights risk-free.
Don't miss Lisa's limited time Labor Day sale. You can get up to $235 off and free shipping on the Lisa mattress at lisa.com/bachelor. That's LEESA.com/bachelor. Again, limited time Labor Day sale. Get up to $235 off and free shipping on the Lisa mattress at lisa.com/bachelor. That's LEESA.com/bachelor.
Bachelor. All right. Let's get into last night's episode. Episode one of week 1000.
Hour 17.
Hour 17. So the episode before that sort of ends with, you know, Jordan and Benoit fighting over Jenna. And then this episode starts with, you know, Jordan and Benoit fighting over Jenna. But Benoit's like making out with Jenna on the beach.
And I feel like I love the bromance that happens between Joe and Jordan during this time. Like, they're both struggling so hard and they just want to find love, and they've found it in each other in some way.
Oh yeah. They're both stressing out like on the same level, and they're like, you know what? Let's stick together, man.
They need
like
a hype man right now.
So Jordan was right. They had a bit of a bromance.
They did.
So if you go back and listen to our other episode with Jordan, you'll find out, or maybe you already know, that Jordan and Joe have like a bromance, and this is continuing. So he did not lie.
A match made in paradise.
And then meanwhile, we have Chris and Crystal making out on the beach.
Wait, so have you noticed that every time Crystal lays down with somebody, she like rotates her body and shows her butt
ass
off?
Up. Yeah. Like, oh, I mean, her body's great.
Yeah, great. But that's a little bit weird when somebody like goes to that extent to show off their, I don't know, their best feature. That's like on Instagram. I don't know. I've never actually followed her, but I have a feeling that that's like all of her pictures is like over the shoulder with her butt out.
We'll have to investigate that. We'll have to investigate that later to see. But I mean, she does have a great body. I totally get it. So forgiven. And I'm low-key like into Chris and Crystal. I mean, I still think they're both a little weird.
I love what Astrid said.
Aliens.
Yeah. They're two aliens from a different planet, but it's the same planet.
Which is completely true, but I'm still confused on what that statement means.
Well, they're not from this world, but they're definitely from the same place because they're equally like,
right.
Like a match. We used to say the same thing about Daniel on my season, that Daniel was like not coming from Canada, because when he was like talking about things or discovering Mexico, it literally felt like he was discovering the planet Earth. Like,
Daniel's strange. Hey. Daniel's pretty strange.
Yeah, he's
but he's cool. Let's see. And then we have Connor who shows up. Mm-hmm. Connor's hot. Really cheesy, but hot.
Super cheesy. He's doing the Mr. Cool thing too. Do you notice that?
He has the swoop going on. He has like the button that's a little too far, and like the button up shirt that has like
zero
only
buttons.
One button left. And really, later in the episode, he actually ends up buttoning one of the buttons because of that.
It's like, when did this become a thing where your shirt is like, just unbutton it all the way at this point in time?
Well, he so he ended up,
is it a thing? Is this a style thing?
What, like the button?
I do not see anybody ever wearing their shirt that unbuttoned.
Well, we also live in New York, and if you did that would be so weird. Everybody's way too close. Like, you don't have like your own personal space. He's a Florida boy, so he has like room to roam, and it's like hot and like humid there always. So
please tell me more about the weather in Florida.
I'm defending the button down. But so he asked Crystal out on his date.
To me, it's 100% obvious that they've talked before.
You think so?
Yeah, because she's like, I just came here for Connor. Like, you don't do that unless you've DM'd before.
What about if you saw them on the other episode?
Like the same way that Kendall and Leo, like, it's super obvious that something has
happened before.
Yeah.
Okay. I see that. I mean, she was pretty firm about like, you know, I wanted to come here to see him, but she did say no at first. He went and talked to a few other girls and then came back. Mm-hmm. And was like, you know what? I still want to give this a try. And I do applaud her because she was like, you know, I want you to know where my head's at and I want you to know where I am, but I'm down to go out with you.
Yeah, but this is a weird like 20-minute flip-flop back and forth. And we see in Crystal's head how like she literally has no idea what she wants.
Yeah, she doesn't know what she wants. And then you see Chris, of course, having his like downward spiral as he does.
As like he does. Does he have any upward spiral ever?
No, Chris is either like negative or he wants to start a fight with somebody or he wants to be in a fight. He consistently wants that like.
He smiles, anger. But I don't think I've ever seen the guy laugh. Like he's just always trying to cause some problems.
Yeah. Somewhere.
So when it hits, when it like comes home, he's just like wallows in it. And he totally like goes over to Crystal and his move is to like try and make her feel really bad. Of course.
Yeah.
Which is, oh, come on, man.
Well, and then she thinks about it and she goes and she talks to Eric. And one of my favorite things Eric says, he was like, well, you messed that up. I mean, I guess, but you know, she likes Chris and that's fine. And I agree with that. And I support that. Like if you want to be in a relationship, it's better than flip flopping back and forth. Tia Colton, you know? So like, go for it.
The one thing that annoyed me about what she was saying, I did write this down. She said, I want to make sure I'm being respectful to everybody.
But
about,
to who?
About going on this date with Connor. Yeah. Yeah, that's totally bullshit. It's just she just wants to go on this date with this guy. And this is the thing that I love about this show is because everybody's like sitting around talking about the same thing. And it's not like in the real world, you can kind of have these little white lies that you tell people. And on Paradise, it's like, bro, I was literally just sitting right there.
I saw that whole thing happen.
Right, exactly.
You're not fooling anyone.
That was like what Tia said to Chris earlier when he was trying to get all smooth with her about the Crystal thing, remember?
Oh, before. Yeah.
It's like the same thing over, and it happens a couple of times during this episode where people are like, I'm not out of the picture. I'm here.
Yeah, not only does everybody on the beach see it, but like we all see it on TV. So, but which makes good entertainment for us. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. But so right before Crystal goes out, you see Jordan like super like freaking out and he can't stop talking about himself. Like every time somebody, you know, Crystal wants to go out with Connor, he's like, BC me, like I'm not like, you don't walk past me. Like I'm not like somebody that you give up. And we're like, Jordan, stop bringing it back to you. Like every time Jenna's talking to him about like, you know, how she feels about Benoit, he always brings it back to himself.
100%. Cause he doesn't know how to phrase it any other way.
So we have Crystal and Connor on their date.
And Crystal's date is like perfect for her. So I don't know what it is. Well, first of all,
they're getting buried alive, which.
But she loves this mysticism shit, this like whole magic idea. This is where I feel like I just don't understand as a guy what girls love about horoscopes. Like, why is this stuff such a big thing?
I don't know. I can't relate. I'm not super into horoscopes. All I know is I'm a Capricorn. I really can't tell you any of my characteristics except who I am as a person on this.
Crystal's the girl. So Crystal's the girl that like every guy who's trying to just like use horoscopes for, you know, some kind of hookup or some kind of connection. Like that is a line that there's like a group of guys that they literally go out and they're like, ooh, you must be a this. And
oh, probably works every time.
And with her, she's like, why don't we go home together? Because you're mystical too. So this date is like, Chris is fucked because this date is like going to make her, I think, totally ready for Connor.
Well,
we thought.
We thought, but she comes back. They kiss though. They do kiss. Honestly, I would have kissed him too. Because if I'm going to go on a date, I'm not going to not kiss anybody. Like I'd been out, like I spent the whole day with you. I risked my relationship already. You might as well just go for it. Right?
Yeah.
Like what else do you have to lose? They're going to assume you probably kiss them anyway. So if you go out, spend the whole day, risk coming back to maybe not having somebody, you might as well go in for the kiss and see what happens.
Well, there's a lot of mono, I think, going around on there right now. Because literally everyone is kissing everybody.
But then you have Jenna who says, I don't want to kiss anyone right now.
Yeah.
Because she's still flipping and flopping between Jordan and Benoit. But she says, I don't want to kiss anyone right now to Benoit, but then kisses him.
Yeah.
Literally right after.
I think Jenna's like made for paradise though.
Yeah. She's thriving.
She's thriving because she is like this playful, like wants to, like tries to set these boundaries. But anytime that one of these guys like starts talking to her, she's just like, whatever, I'm in paradise.
And yeah, she doesn't act like she doesn't actually care. She just loves like the attention, and she's like, here I am, whatever, blah blah blah. But
she was made for paradise.
This is her. This is where she belongs. So of course that makes like Jordan and Benoit like get into a huge like blowout.
Oh my gosh, Jordan is trying so hard to control whatever he can, and Benoit's like, dude, I don't need to talk to you about this. He's like he tried to. I don't know. He was trying to beat him up, basically. It's
not like beat him up, but just like get in his face, like to like threaten him a little bit. But there's nothing to talk about. I mean, it's Jenna's decision ultimately, and they're both honestly begging for it way too hard.
They're super begging for it. Actually, all of these guys are on their knees, which they should be. These girls are way out of their league.
But. Yes, and it's they don't have the rose. Like three of them are going home. Four of them are going home. So. They, of course, they're like here for the win.
Well,
or wait, go big or go home.
Oh my God. We'll please talk don't about bring that up.
but
stop using catchphrases.
But Kenny leaves out of nowhere.
No, it was the weirdest. Like, I don't.
Like, I didn't see that coming.
Kind of like, well, Jubilee is.
Oh, yes. If anybody knows what happened to Jubilee, like.
I don't remember her leaving at all.
I don't remember her leaving. I don't remember any. I mean, I must have completely missed this because I remember seeing her at the beginning of the episode. Like, they're all playing on the beach, like playing catch or whatever. And she's in on the episode.
I thought she was too. And then all of a sudden she wasn't.
And then all of a sudden we don't see Jubilee at all.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not maybe. Sure what happened with that. If anybody knows, write into us.
We might be both.
And let us know. But yeah, Kenny leaves.
Why does he keep doing these shows if he's going to leave for his kid? Like,
I understand you have a kid, but you have a kid, so don't come back.
So don't come back. If you're going to be there a week, like, why are you being there at all?
It's like, let me get a few more followers and I'll come back.
Yeah,
home.
But that's the thing about it. That's what's annoying is like, don't just do this for followers. Do it for the right reasons.
Did you all hear that? For the right reasons.
I do feel kind of like most of these people are. It's super obvious that they are just. It's just all about the followers. Like,
yeah, I mean, I do feel like some people are mildly genuine, like Grocery Store Joe.
Totally. Because he didn't get enough. He's not.
God, he is so sweet. Though.
He's not. He and John both just don't belong there.
No.
Venmo.
This is not their. This is not their place. They are not Jenna. They are not thriving.
No, they're not.
So Kenny leaves, which obviously sends Annalise into like a full breakdown. I mean, she was like trying to be supportive, which I really appreciate her in doing that. But she was definitely.
Well, right before this, of course, they show her, they set her up so many times to just be crying hysterically. But she's there. Kenny is the greatest man I've ever met.
He's amazing.
We're totally going to, you know, have a family together next week.
We're such a strong couple, blah, blah, blah. Which, you know, it's like, Annalise, you said that about like three other people just this season.
Annalise has been married 5 times on this show already.
Yeah. And so Camille walks in. Do we ever get like a, is it Camille or Camille?
Nobody really firmly.
We don't know.
I don't really care.
But he's hot.
His
body?
I don't see it.
Come on.
No, dad bod for life.
dad bod for life. And of course, Annalise is like instantly like, oh my gosh, he's the one. She instantly is like, he is the one. He's the one I've been waiting for. I can see myself getting engaged again.
The phrase stage 5 clinger is made for Annalise.
That is who she is. And so she's going crazy over this guy. I mean, she's sitting there on the first date. She says, you know, I think we're one of the strongest couples. I'm like, you are still on this first date.
I wrote that down too. Camille and I are one of the best couples.
What? You haven't even ended.
You met like 10 minutes ago.
Ended your first date yet. Yeah. Like nothing has happened to indicate that you are a strong couple in any way, shape, or form compared to anyone else.
It makes no sense.
So going off of Annalise and being crazy, I feel like if she just slept on a Lisa mattress,
ooh,
an Annalisa mattress, it would make a whole difference between resting and just like lying down or being crazy. Because you know what? The Lisa mattress is the right mattress, and the Lisa mattress is the product of more than 30 years of experience in mattress engineering and hundreds of hours of testing.
What does that mean? How are they testing these?
I mean, hundreds of hours of testing. I want to know who's testing these mattresses, what they're doing, like what their form is. I need to know.
Wait, you mean like a side sleeper or a back sleeper? Or do you mean something else?
And so, and it's comprised of three foam layers. Do you want to tell us what those foam layers are?
The foam layers provide cooling pressure relief, body contouring, and support. So basically, you don't need a person. You just need Lisa. It's a person's name. The Lisa mattress is, you're the replacement for any boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah. You don't need anyone else. All you need is a Lisa mattress and those three foam layers, and you are set for life. But like I said before, over 300,000 happy Lisa sleepers agree that the Lisa mattress gives them the rest they need. And you can order your own mattress online, AKA your own girlfriend or boyfriend, online at lisa.com/bachelor and try it out for 100 nights risk-free. And so that means if you don't like it, you can send it back, but
it's just like you're just like a boyfriend or girlfriend.
But will you? Probably not, because cuffing season's coming up.
And you need that Lisa.
And you need that Lisa mattress. And it ships directly to your door in a convenient box with free shipping and free returns.
So if you don't have a boyfriend or girlfriend for Labor Day, now's your time to catch the limited time Labor Day sale. Get up to $235 off and free shipping. You don't even have to pay for it. Like, it's not a dinner date. You know,
right?
For anything,
exactly. Free shipping.
$235 off on the Lisa mattress at lisa.com/bachelor. That's LEESA.com/bachelor. Again, the Labor Day sale. Get up to $235 off and free shipping on the Lisa mattress at lisa.com/bachelor. That's LEESA.com/bachelor.
You're welcome for your new mattress. Anyways, back to not Annalisa mattress. So they're on their date.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna transition. So if you want to go back to their date,
honestly, it was just
I didn't really.
All I saw was about the date is that she's like driving this car across that bridge. I was like, she's gonna drive off the bridge. She's like, you can't have anybody else. Like, if she's like, go ahead, try to fix somebody, because I will ride right off this bridge.
But she's had enough. She just wants to end everything with Camille.
Yeah.
I'm going to say his name every different way each time.
Camille.
So while Annalise thinks that they are the best couple there already, Kevin on the other side is like having a total mental breakdown.
Yeah, what?
Which, by the way, I can relate to Astrid on this one, because this is the same thing that Taylor said to me.
Oh, right. Yes. She was like, you should go on a date with somebody else.
Yes. She was like trying to push me to, and she was like, I just don't want to, I want to not see you and miss you for one day. And
ew.
Literally. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck? We're
literally in paradise.
With this show, for the record, is only a few weeks long, so it's not like one day, as you'll notice. Well, and Annalise, in Annalise's world, half a day or
half a day,
2 hours,
my God,
is enough to like make a huge difference. And you know, so Astrid is like, I mean, these two are basically like crying in each other's arms all day.
I felt bad for Astrid. Like, that's, if a guy said that after they just become like established themselves as a couple, and he was like, but like, you should go out with somebody.
Yeah.
Wait, what? No.
It's freaking weird to hear. It's
like,
not,
I couldn't imagine. I would have a full breakdown.
Well, especially because like, well, you know what? Everybody approaches this stuff differently. But I know when I was told that, I'm sitting here going, I'm telling you how I feel. And you don't, like, you're not listening to it. So I think this is where like Kevin's trying to get into her head or something. But I mean, he totally opens up, and he's like, he has like some intense baggage from his past.
From
so.
All the, I know, he like, he was talking about something about Instagram. They bleeped it out. Annoying. Don't bleep out the good stuff. But yeah, he's pretty wounded from before, but I'm glad they made up and they figured it out. You know, meanwhile, we have Jenna, who actually ends up telling, you know, Benoit that she is into Jordan.
I'm surprised. All of the mess that was happening last week is kind of like coming to, there's like everybody's coupled up all of a sudden.
Yeah. Every single person has a couple except for Chelsea. But, you know, Jenna tells Benoit that she is into Jordan, and Benoit has this temper tantrum, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's this, he's on the beach and he has this football and he just throws it in the ocean, and like, and it comes back and he throws it again. I was crying laughing.
Nobody wants to play football with Benoit.
What is that movie where you where like they like throw it in the ocean but it kept coming back and he's like trying to be dramatic? Gosh, I can't think of,
I don't know, but I love that he like didn't realize how ridiculous it was gonna look.
It was the funniest thing I have seen on Paradise.
Better than what Leo did with his emotions.
I can't. Leo is a total, total psychopath.
Which actually happens right after that. So.
Yes. So Kendall and Leo.
Leo the psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
This dude went from like everybody loving him, I think, on Becca's season to like from hero to zero as far away as possible.
I was not like, I mean, I heard about, of course, all the stuff that like had gone down online and whatever.
Yeah, you should totally check out like all of the DM exchanges and everything between, what is it, him and Becca?
Oh, yeah. Becca M from Ari's season. It was a whole thing. We have an article about it online on Betches, but it is like scary. And Leah was like creepy because, you know, Kevin ended up telling Kendall that Leo kissed Chelsea that night, mm-hmm. you know, the night after they got back from their like hot and heavy date. And Leo has this huge like well, bitch just, fit
yeah.
in the pool, like goes off the rails.
I don't know why, like he has to know that this is going to look A, horrible, and B, that like it makes everyone uncomfortable there. So there's literally no purpose to this other than, I don't know, airtime. Like,
he's
what
just
is
being
he doing
like passive aggressive, and he's like in the pool, and he's like, "Yeah, if somebody didn't tell on me, or somebody didn't snitch on me." And then in every single one of his like interviews, he's like, "You know, snitchers. There's karma's a bitch." And like,
who even uses the word snitch? By the way,
yeah. Like, are you in high school?
Right.
Even in, I don't even know. I feel like I've only seen it like in movies.
That's like
snitch.
Who uses that word? He's like weirdly calling everybody out, just like trying to see if anybody will respond.
Yeah.
And it seriously is a toddler having a temper tantrum.
It is so weird. And then Kevin,
say
of course,
temper tantrum.
Like temper tantrum. And then Kevin, you know, steps up and was like, "Hey, I'm going to talk to Leo." Super mature, and was like, "Hey man, this is what happened. Her and I were talking for like 30 minutes. She was just talking to me about how she was sort of torn and she didn't know, which person to pick. And, I told her that, you know, you kissed Chelsea, but he thought it was common knowledge. He thought everybody known, but she did not know.
Again, this is another case where people think like this. I guaranteed Leo is used to just like playing girls left and right in LA and keeping everything separate and just like telling lies all over the place. And nobody ever finds out anything. Or if they do, it's
not. Dude, you're on a beach on TV.
There's literally people who see you like, and this is not, there's no nothing is separated here.
It was really embarrassing. And then so we freaked
out. I just paused there because somebody called me out for saying literally too much on my DMs the other day.
We are cutting back on like and literally, sorry. but so of course Kevin and Leo get into a screaming match, like going back and forth. And it was so funny because he was like, "This is a normal thing to do."
Yeah.
Like, you just tell them. But Leo doesn't get it and he freaks out on everybody. I just find him so like,
he's super cringeworthy.
Cringy. And so he's talking to Connor about it after him and Kevin have that like blowout fight. And, you know, Connor's being super supportive and be like, "You know, yeah, you like her and you can do whatever you want." But I'm trying to figure out if Connor actually likes Leo or if he's just scared of him.
I mean, at this point in time, this dude is basically having a mental breakdown. So I'm pretty sure he's just telling him what
terrified.
He wants to hear.
He's like, "Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah, let me just unbutton my shirt a little bit more."
I agree with you. I just came over here to get a drink. Okay, bye.
And then, of course, at the end of the episode, We have everybody's making these toasts. Annalise is so excited to make her toast with Camille. She's like, to the happy couples. And we're like, okay. She's just like, I am a part of it now.
We get it, Annalise.
You have a boyfriend.
You're on the show.
You're on the show. You have someone. You're not alone. You're not crying. There's no dogs or birds or bumper cars around.
My favorite part about her like super happiness there, though, is I actually don't think that she's just happy to be on the show. I think she genuinely thinks they're going to get married already. Genuinely, she thinks they're going to get married.
It is just so sad.
This goes back to like, I know you hate it when I bring this up, but I want Blake to be the bachelor because I think he and Annalise are like similar this way.
Oh,
where
yeah.
I just want to see this
they
spin
would commit,
out happen.
Like,
yeah.
Tattoos and all. Like, they would definitely commit like hardcore within a week for sure.
That's on whether Annalise gets a tattoo already.
I feel so bad. I think she is so sweet and she's beautiful, but she is just new level desperate right now. And so, okay, they make the toast and then Leo decides to make a toast and just calls Kendall out. Yeah. Saying like she's like a shitty person and a liar and
keeps calling her an actor, which
or an
by the
actor.
Actress. He's the actor, by the way. He's like a stunt man.
Of course he is. If you see, like his hair, he keeps playing with his hair, just like it's tossing it around. It's so annoying. But he calls her out and then he says, what did he say? Good luck with grocery store, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't come for Joe like that.
Joe did nothing.
He did nothing. Joe is an angel amongst us. We have done like what have we done to deserve Joe?
And I was actually surprised that Joe like gets up to say something because I don't know. Oh, I guess it was because Leo was shit talking Kendall and this is his girl. You know, that makes sense, I guess. But still, I was just surprised that he kind of like stood up and tried to have some words with Leo before he left. But then, of course, the producers and everyone basically stopped the fight before it began because they don't want another lawsuit on their hands after last year. So.
LOL. Okay, really quick side note. So what I've noticed is Chris started bumping his head on things and like being a klutz. Like, so now totally. It's a whole storyline. Yeah. You said something about it earlier.
Yeah, we did it every year. This is because we've actually talked about this, that all of those things hang like right in front of your face. It's impossible to not walk around paradise and not hit your head like 5 times a day.
Great.
So I love that this is like the new thing. Pay attention. Literally everyone is hitting their head. Literally everyone.
He just said literally.
Literally did. I literally did.
So yeah, Kendall picks Joe. I'm so glad she did. And like, obviously not that she had any other choice, but I'm glad that Leo had the meltdown.
I love that Kendall said that she, to Joe, she's having a conversation with Joe and she's like, I'm so glad to not be distracted by the Leos of the world. And I'm thinking,
oh my God,
said every girl ever who then was like, 2 weeks later was like, oh, this guy is super hot though. I'm really attracted to him. And like ruins this perfect relationship with this amazing guy in one day because of, you know,
whatever. So
this is why I have trust issues.
See, now that Annalise isn't crying anymore, we have Benoit who's crying.
Oh my gosh.
And I need to know if Benoit is like the new Annalise because Chelsea ends up not picking him and he is just shook.
Benoit,
I mean, he leaves, he walks out.
Please let us know that you're okay because you do not look okay.
You're not well. No, he walks out and Chelsea was like, well, I'm glad I didn't pick him because, you know, he didn't even say goodbye.
Yeah, that's true. He stomped out too. There's a lot of all of these guys.
Petty.
Yeah.
Petty.
I don't know. They guess again, they get too many DMs and they think all of a sudden that they're
somebody
bulletproof. Yeah.
And I'm sad. I'm sad we lost David. I really like David. I've been like saying this from the beginning. I love David. and we also lost who was the other guy? It was
David. Well, Kenny left. There was four that were gonna leave, right? So it was David and Kenny. And
oh my gosh,
well, Leo
counts. Leo, but there was two more.
Was there,
or was maybe there was just one more? Oh my gosh, who was the last guy who didn't get picked? Benoit.
Oh, yeah,
fuck. Oh, I don't know. We were literally just talking about how he left and we couldn't remember who it was. Okay, so after you know, Gershaw Joe and Benoit, or what's his name, Leo, get into a fight or whatever, we can finally move on to like what we've been wanting, like Venmo John being half Asian. And he's like, he wants to go out with Chelsea now because of course he wanted to guarantee like his rose with Chelsea, this and that. And he was like, you know, I know she's going to be into me because her ex is half Asian. Did he like Google that or did he know. Like look that up?
See, this is where she probably said it to him and he just like, went with it. Yeah.
Well, they had that little bit at the end of the other episode where he was like giving these dad jokes. So I kind of vibe with that.
Well, Venmo John is just Venmo John.
I mean, yeah. And then you have, of course, Miracle Season. Oh, Eric and all of his catchphrases. But their date was amazing. Eric and Angela's date was incredible.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, I want to touch on Kevin and Astrid, that where Kevin basically took like 5 sticks and glued them together to make a fake TV.
Since they didn't get a date.
It's a kid's art project, basically.
Like, that's sweet, but don't do that.
He's super
It's no
Canadian.
Big deal.
He's super Canadian.
Super Canadian, but you know, he's trying harder than Colton still is. Like, I'm still looking for the effort.
That's true.
I mean, I'm also glad that it's not focused around them anymore, but I know. Colton who?
Oh, God. Okay, so yeah, so Eric and what's
Angela.
Name? Angela, that's right. Go on a date.
Their date is amazing.
No, it's not. They had literally...
If somebody brought me a big fucking tub of ice cream, like, and cheese, and like a tower, it was like a tower of champagne, and a full bath of champagne, yeah, I'd be set.
Right, but...
I'd be hammered, and I'd be like 30 pounds heavier, but I'd be happy.
But how is this a date? Like, they don't do anything fun. They literally just sit on this couch the whole time and awkwardly look at each other and talk about how important their relationship is. Like, you can cut the awkwardness with, I don't know, something huge, because there's so much awkwardness.
There's no chemistry between them at all.
Zero. And they totally, like, it's just like, look at all this stuff that's coming into the room. That's what the whole date is. And
it's
I'm
really
so glad
bad.
Because I can't stand Eric, so...
No, yeah, there's no chemistry between them. He like is holding her in the hot tub like she's like a big teddy bear.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, this is beyond awkward. Like, why are you holding her like this? Why is this happening? I don't understand. And so, speaking of awkward, other awkward things. So Colton brings Tia like a whole plate of hot dogs.
Yeah. Are hot dogs Southern? Can somebody please tell us this?
Like, I went to school in Kentucky, like from Cincinnati, but I don't think Hot dogs are Southern.
Hot dogs are like...
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know.
The only place I know hot dogs is like hot dogs at a baseball game. That's all I've...
Yeah. She's from Arkansas.
Yeah.
But Wiener, Arkansas. Wiener,
maybe that's what it was. But he calls them Southern, so I don't know.
I think it's fried food. He's like, let me bring the South to you. I'm like, what?
They need, no. I don't know. I don't know what, actually, I don't even know what Southern food is other than like maybe some cornbread or something like that.
Cornbread, whatever. So yeah, Connor, we have the date with Olivia. So Olivia shows up.
Oh yeah.
Who was only on one episode of Ari's season. So congrats on making it to paradise.
And weirdly at the end here, but she's super pretty.
Very pretty, super cute. Loved her outfit, that like black on like crop top number.
And basically everyone is coupled up, which is where I feel like last week was the sweet spot of Paradise, where it was like enough drama, but also people weren't quite, you know, like there was a few relationships, but there was, and now like everybody that comes in is just going to go to the same people.
Well, now we have to think about, so I told you about how I loved Eric and Angela's date. It was amazing compared to this quinceanera Olivia and John went on. Like, that was so weird.
I kind of love this date because we were joking earlier about how this is probably, you know, that TV show Sweet 16, how this is, I think that's what it was called.
Yeah,
right?
Wasn't like my Sweet 16 or something.
There's some girl in Mexico who was like, Danny, please, can I get the Bachelor at my Sweet 16?
I'm going to be so pissed if I don't have all of them there and Venmo John. Like, I want Venmo John there.
She loves Venmo. She specifically picked it.
Yeah, she Venmos all of her friends for all the money. That's how she paid for a quinceanera.
Uh-huh.
But whose birthday is this? Why are they, not birthday. Yeah, birthday.
I don't know. Birthday. Better than, yeah, it's a birthday.
But like, why are they there?
Better than the just sitting in a stupid hotel room with.
Incorrect.
Way better.
No, I want full blocks of cheese, a champagne tower, I feel like, over some 16-year-old kid's birthday.
I feel like that's like a awesome, we've been dating for 2 months kind of thing, where we're just going to like, now we're just going to let it go and get chubby together and not. That's not like what you want to do in paradise. You want to have fun in paradise.
Fat and happy is a real thing. Sad and skinny is also a real thing.
Oh gosh.
Okay, but while they're out on the date, we have Chris, of course, ready to start some fights. He called Venmo John a whore.
Well, all right. So Venmo John did just kiss Kendall the day before too, which we didn't talk about. Like all of a sudden, John is he's got to get a rose from somewhere. No, wait, he's handing out the roses.
Never mind. John's like, I'm gonna kiss you. I'm gonna kiss you. Everybody gets kissed. You get a kiss, and you get a kiss.
And nobody's mad about it.
Nobody's mad.
Nobody's mad except for Chris, because Chris is mad about everything.
Well, Chelsea was a little annoyed. Because she's the one who picked him to stay, and that was sort of her like guaranteed rose for the next week, you know.
Plus he's half Asian and that's her thing.
An end to it. So yeah, so Chris calls John a whore. Like that's like what? Why would you say that? I mean, I understand why you would say that, but like that is such a
I'm gonna put a story out there because I want to see if people feel that way about him or not. I really
I'm gonna pull this tomorrow.
Yeah,
on the story, and then we have Cassandra arrives. Cassandra's hot.
Cassandra is so hot. I
like,
met her
smoking
once.
Hot.
I met her once before my season even started. No, it was I think maybe one episode had aired, and just like randomly in Vegas, and she is. Even more beautiful in person than she
like smoking hot walks in and goes straight to Eric.
Yeah.
Which I know she doesn't go straight to Eric. She asked Camille out and somebody else, but they already said like, oh,
well, sorry, Annalise has her.
Oh, Annalise was probably just like sweating bullets, like so scared the second she walked in. But she ends up going on the date with Eric.
Which created a whole bunch of drama that I loved.
Which we love.
Eric is Mr. Perfect, or so he says. And here, like, this is the last basically 5 minutes of this episode are about how Eric, just the day before, because he wanted to get a rose, told Angela that he was all there for her. And it was
all
just
in, quote unquote, all in. If I hear that one more time, all in.
All in. All in, go bigger, go home. Don't use your name in a catchphrase. He says miracle season in this episode too. Miracle season was 2 years ago. Stop trying to make fetch happen, please.
Derek has some feels about
it. This frustrates me a little bit more, not much more, but a little bit more than Chris trying to call himself the goose. Like if there's two things you don't do, it's you don't tell someone what your nickname is and you don't walk around using catchphrases.
You don't nickname yourself. Though I low-key did, but that's another story. so she asked Eric out and, you know, he was like, yeah, I'm not really serious with Angela. It's whatever. And we're like, I'm pretty sure you said you were all in. And so when he accepts the date, he gives her a high five.
Oh, yeah.
Please, like, kill me if I ever go on a date with a guy that gives me a high five after asking me out. What? Mm-hmm. That's like fist bumping, like give me a fist bump, like after you ask me out, like don't do that. Like we've already established that we are not that.
Well, this is where is Eric here to be on TV or is he here to like actually try and.
Of course, be on TV.
Right. Because you don't like connect with somebody. And this goes back to his awkwardness with Angela before, too. If you're trying to connect with someone, you're not giving them like romantically, you're not giving them high fives. You're not like giving them fist bumps.
And you're not complimenting their teeth.
Oh, yeah, that was right. I forgot about that.
Damn, you got nice teeth. I'm sorry. Wait. And then he proceeded with the high five. This whole situation was very strange.
Super awkward.
Not a nice smile. Not like
you. Yeah, that's nice, right? Oh, you have such a nice smile.
But like, damn, you got nice teeth. Like, I'm going to like take your teeth from your head like when you die and put them in my mouth. Like some weird, like your teeth will be mine. Like that's how I felt. So the episode ends really abruptly. All of a sudden, I felt like we were in the previews for the next week. But we have Colton and Tia crying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys aren't prepared, next week Colton and Teal will be crying, and we see Jared and Ashley I get engaged.
Which we didn't think about this. It looks like it finally.
Yeah.
We didn't think about this, but that Kevin's gonna be there, which sucks.
I did not think about that at all.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's gonna be really aggressive.
That is not what you want to see.
No. Mm-hmm. No, I can't. I can't imagine.
And I feel bad for him because his breakdown this week was real,
genuine.
Yeah, and he like really truly apologized for it too, and talked about how he's like going. I mean, this dude's trying to like.
He told everybody, he's like, I go to therapy. Like, I go to therapy twice a week and I can't do that here. He wants to talk to people. So, yeah. I'm really, my heart is breaking for Kevin next week. But here, oh, and it's 3 hours next week.
Oh, yeah. So is it going to be 5 hours or?
Oh, yeah. So Monday's episode is 5 hours or 3 hours long. And then Tuesday's is another 2 hours. So make sure you block out the rest of your life for The Bachelor in Paradise, because this will never end.
There's going to be 2 hours of crying.
Two hours of crying. But I'm excited for it. I do love the show. I do. Like,
Paradise is the best of all of them.
It's the reason why I watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, other than this. Mm-hmm. It's for paradise. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Remember, go to lisa.com/bachelor to get your Lisa mattress. And we will see you next week.
Ciao.
Bye.